Here at All Things Considered, we've been collecting stories of triumph, big and small. Those moments when people make great leaps forward in their careers. We call it My Big Break. And for our next guest, the hard part wasn't the audition. It was waiting for a call from the big boss, Lauren Michaels, the executive producer of Saturday Night Live.
My name is Bobby Moynihan, and I am a cast member on Saturday Night Live. For many years, I was working all day as a bartender at a Pizzeria Uno, then going doing improv at night, and then doing it all again the next day. I kind of just spent 10 years just doing improv and kind of got on SNL's radar. They asked me to come audition, and I was absolutely terrified, but elated, because that's all I've ever wanted to do. It's like the equivalent of, like, hey, you're going to go to space. It's like, yeah, that's a great idea. I would love to go to space, but it's really dangerous and terrifying up there. They put you in a dressing room, and then you sit there for 4 hours, panicking that your life is about to change in 10 minutes. They finally brought me into the studio, and you see that stage, and you're like, oh my God, I'm here. I think for my impressions, I did Nathan Lane. I did the dumbest bit in the world. I did Nathan Lane for the Hamburger Society, and I believe the only thing I said was, something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone. Eat a hamburger tonight. I did somebody that was based off of somebody I worked with at Pizzeria Uno, a character named Mark Payne, who constantly thought everything smelled like pepper. He just walked around. He said, "What? Do you smell that? It smells like pepper up in here. It smells like there is a pepper tornado, like we in the movie Twister. Someone call Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton and tell them that we got a Class 5 pepper twister on our hands." Lots of that. I auditioned, and then I got called in to meet with Lorne relatively soon after, maybe the next day. Waited on his couch for about, I think that one was 9 hours. Talked to Lorne for about 40 minutes, and then he said very fleetingly, you know, well, I think we'll start you in January and, you know, we'll figure it out. And I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know if I had gotten the show or not. And then the writer's strike happened. So I spent, I think, 9 months or whatever, however long it was, just sitting in my apartment waiting. And then the writer's strike ended. And I got a phone call from SNL, and I was like, this is it. They're going to tell me to come to work on Monday. And they told me that Maya Rudolph had a baby during the break, so they had to hire a woman instead. And I was devastated. Yeah, that was the worst ever. I ended up getting lucky and doing a couple movies, and then I got a phone call from Seth Myers. Seth said, why don't you come back in and audition? We're having auditions this week. And when it was over, I was just more relieved because it had been like a 14-month process. I went out that night. I'm not a big drinker. I polished off a bottle of wine. And I woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to my phone ringing with a very bad headache. And it was Lorne. All I remember was the very last thing he said was, so I think, I think America will like you on the show, and we'll see you next week. And then I said, thank you so much, you made my day. And he said, well, I hope it lasts longer than that. And, great, well, you sound tired, I'll let you go. And I thought I lost the job at that moment. And then I hung up the phone and had no idea what had happened. I wasn't sure if I had really gotten it. I didn't know what was happening, but then I got a text from Seth a couple minutes later saying congratulations, and that was it. I had moved back home at that point for a little while, and my mother works at the town hall across the street from my apartment, and I ran across the street in boxers and a t-shirt, didn't even think to put pants on, and ran across the street to my mom hysterically crying and told her that my life's dream had come true, and sat on a bench and smoked about 70 cigarettes. My big break was spent in my underwear smoking cigarettes, yes.
Bobby Moynihan is still a cast member on Saturday Night Live. You can also catch him on the new FX series, Chosen. And we want to hear about your big break. Send an email with your story to mybigbreak@npr.org.